Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
After last week's Trump-inspired bounce, where might the markets be headed this week?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks moved higher last week following the earthquake known as Donald Trump's election as president. Where might stocks be headed both today and for the week? Let's talk with Jim Paulson, Chief Investment Strategist at Wells Capital Management. Jim, I noticed the markets opened mostly higher this morning. Is this a continuation of the bond market rout?
I think so, although I do think we're getting a little long in the tooth. I don't think it's over over the next year or so. I think a lot of the trends we've seen of late, even before the election, continuing since, of reinflation, of higher yields, of more cyclical sort of leadership away from defensive is going to continue over the next year. But I think it's getting long in the tooth here in the short run. Yields, the 10-year yield here is backed up, you know, to above 2.25%. It's just a dramatic move in a short period. And it's more likely than not that maybe we take a little pause here pretty soon in some of these trends and maybe backtrack some of them, including yields, including the stock market, including some of the recent leadership.
So you don't think this post-election bounce that we got is really going to continue?
Well, I do think over the next year it's going to, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's post-election. I think it was building before the election. You already had inflation expectations going up. You already had an agreement developing that the Fed was going to have to lift rates in December. You already had leadership in the stock market shifting towards the more industrial capital goods and away from the dividend aristocrats and more defensive sectors. So a lot of these trends were in place before the election. They've been accentuated since. I think that will continue. All I'm saying is this has gone too far too fast since
right.
the election, and I think we're due for a bit of a pause in those trends.
Do you think, even in the wake of what's happened in Washington and with the election, there still will be a rate hike? I mean, that's baked in the cake for December.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. You know, I think the thing is here is right now, the other thing that's going to play on these markets eventually is that there's a gross overreaction, I think, due in part to the emotion of this election, divided election, in how fast and how dramatic change will be under a Trump administration. I think right now people are discounting that we're going to build a wall in the first 100 days and we're going to do all the things that Donald Trump's ever said. And I think that's very unrealistic. And the reality is I think this process will come out much, much slower and much probably the net change will be far less than currently feared, if you will, or anticipated. You know, technically we have a tri-power with the Republican Party after this election. But the reality is, I think, we have an independent in the White House and Republican control of Congress. And when they sit down to decide what to do, what order to do it in, and how to finance it, I think the process of change is going to slow way down and we're going to see more gridlock again. And I think the market then at that point will start to back off some of these dramatic shifts, discounting, you know, massive fiscal spending, you know, just around the corner.
Well, there were certain sectors that rose last week following Trump's election, for instance, defensive stocks. Defense stocks, rather, mm-hmm. and you know, financial stocks, and maybe some energy stocks that were subject to regulation. You think that's a short-term trend that's not really going to continue?
I think these trends will continue, as I say.
Right,
I just
okay.
think they're way ahead of themselves.
I see.
So, yeah, right now, I'd be somewhat careful about diving into industrial stocks, which have gone incredible to the upside. Financials, I'd be somewhat hesitant about making new commitments there right at this moment, even though I think they might do okay over the next year. I would take advantage of what has pounded, particularly that I think could do well, like emerging market stocks and international. I think the dollar is overblown, and it's likely to come down again and not keep going up. And I think the real opportunity is to buy the cyclicality and inflationary beneficiaries of emerging markets and international markets right now, which have just gotten beaten down in the last week or so. That's, to me, the biggest opportunity. I might sell a little domestic financials, sell a little domestic industrials, and maybe look to buy emerging markets and international developed markets, or maybe to commit a little more to technology right now.
What about retailers, Jim? I know we have a bunch of major retailers reporting quarterly earnings this week.
Yeah, it's a big week. Big week because we can accentuate these trends or dampen them with the retail sales reports. But more importantly, I think, is we have both the consumer price index and the producer price index reported.
Yeah.
And given the fear right now of inflation, if those core inflation numbers are outpacing what expectations, that could accelerate these current trends. Or they come in a little moderate, that could slow some of this down. I'm not big on the consumer discretionary or the retailer sector. They typically do not do as well in a reinflationary environment, which I think we've entered. And they haven't just gotten pounded since the Trump election, so I don't necessarily think they're particularly attractive right now. I'd be more inclined to continue to the capital goods, industrial producer sort of areas, and the international markets.
Let me take one more stab at politics here. Do you think traders are watching who Trump may appoint to more high-level jobs or cabinet positions now that he's appointed Reince Priebus as chief of staff and Steve Bannon as chief strategist?
Oh, I think they're certainly watching him. And you know, as news hits the wire, it's going to have a trader's impact, I think. But I do think that some of this will start to decay in terms of Washington announcements and the direct impact into the stock markets. Ultimately, it won't be who won the election. It will be what does GDP do? What does job creation do? What do earnings do that are going to drive this stock market? And I think as we move along in the weeks and months ahead, that's going to take on a more dominant role again than news out of Washington.
Jim Paulson, Chief Investment Strategist, Wells Capital Management. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.